Hi there, this is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Recently, Google did a public demo of its new software, and there's a really important lesson for employer communications in there. So if you're a nerd or just a casual technology news consumer, you might have heard about the recent live Google Duplex demo with the company CEO. In essence, the technology will assist you with those mundane or annoying times when you need to schedule an appointment. Simply tell your device to schedule it for you. It will take care of the whole thing, phone call, scheduling, back and forth, all that. Sounds amazing, right? But following the demo, journalists began asking questions of Google. An article in Vanity Fair kind of tipped me off to the issue. The demo was indeed impressive, but is it possible that the promise of Google's advanced artificial intelligence technology is too good to be true? There was something a little bit off in the conversations the AI had on the phone with the businesses, suggesting that Google had faked, or at least edited, its demo. Unlike a typical business, the employees who answered a phone in Google's demos didn't identify the name of the business or themselves. Nor is there any ambient noise in Google's recordings, as one would expect in a hair salon or a restaurant, the two examples where they called and scheduled. At no point in Google's conversations with the business did the employees who answered the phone ask for a phone number or other contact information from the AI. Further, California is a two-party consent state, meaning both parties need to consent in order for a phone conversation to be recorded. Did Google seek the permission of those businesses before calling them for purposes of the demo? Was it staged in the simulated manner of reality TV? We just don't know. So let's set aside the debate for now about whether they did or didn't fake it. Instead, look at how Google has responded to the questions and the criticism from the media. The real issue here is that Google has been totally unresponsive to numerous requests from varying sources to find answers to those questions. Again, back to Vanity Fair, Google is not saying. When different firms reached out for comment to verify that the businesses existed and that the calls weren't set up in advance, a spokesperson at Google declined to provide the names of the establishments. When they asked if they were edited, Google also declined to comment. The company did not respond to a series of questions from other sources. So the lesson for the rest of us as employers, in the absence of communication, people will believe anything, even remotely plausible. In fact, they'll sometimes believe things they would otherwise consider totally crazy. It all depends on the volume and the variety of information they receive from their leaders. Here are two quick examples. I wrote at one point in the past about Uber drivers who were cheating against the algorithm because they felt like they were facing this faceless organization that didn't care about them. Some of the ways they fought back against that algorithm included turning off their apps and trying to organize their groups almost like a sort of union and to protect their rights and their interests. It's really important for employers to have a two-way conversation with people. We've got to be careful with that as we move into a more automated future to never take that human part out of the communications. In addition, I wrote a piece last year around compensation transparency and how employers can adopt a more transparent approach with some really practical advice. But at the end of the day, workers that feel like their employers aren't sharing information with them will assume that their peers earn more, that they're getting an unfair deal. They'll assume the worst because they're not getting information. By being more transparent about compensation strategy and process, employers can have a more productive dialogue with workers on pay. So I don't know what other takeaways you might have got from the conversation, but be clear, be transparent, communicate often with your employees, and you'll reap the benefits there.
This has been Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human. On behalf of myself, Steve Bowes, Trish McFarlane, and all the hosts on the HR Happy Hour podcast network, thank you for listening today, and we'll catch you next time.